It's 5 o'clock Wednesday. Welcome to Joyful Echo with Jean and Kathleen on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, where we gather together as sisters in friendship to echo God's love. Now here are your hosts, Jean and Kathleen.
Hi, this is Kathleen.
I'm Jean, and we are at Belmont Abbey in the Grotto of Mary, Helper of Christians, and it is a gorgeous January day. For my Sweet Northern alumni friends, this is why you came to Belmont Abbey. It's beautiful.
Yes.
The sky is blue, and just a last minute impromptu, the Spirit said, go down to the Abbey and seek Mary's help. Mary, Help of Christians. So the next few sessions, you're going to see us talk about peace.
Yeah.
But Kathleen got a great word today, and I said, bring it in. This is who we are, ladies.
All right. So this comes to us from the book of Esther. And this is the fourth chapter. So if you go to Esther chapter 4, and then you're looking for verse 14, it's the second part of that verse. Who knows but that it was for a time like this that you obtained the royal dignity. Now, those words being spoken to Esther in Scripture, but because this is God's living word, it's not just being spoken to her. It's being spoken to you. It's being spoken to Jean. It's being spoken to me. Who knows, but for just that time, not that you were born for just this time, but you were raised to the royal dignity. That's what you have as a baptized Catholic person. You are a royal member of God's household.
It's beautiful just to meditate on that. And I think the Lord, when Kathleen read that to me 2 minutes ago, I said, that's it. That's our word that's going to carry us over the next few sessions. We're going to hang on to that as a remembrance. So read it again, please, because it's beautiful.
Okay. Who knows but that it was for a time like this that you obtained the royal dignity.
Royal dignity.
Esther 4:14, the second half of the verse.
Royal dignity. And what goes with royal dignity is divine peace. The peace that Christ gives, that he promises, that he says to us, let your hearts not be troubled. I give you my peace. My peace. My peace is divine. That's what he's saying to us. His peace, divinity, created the earth, separated the dark from the light, breathed over the waters, conceived Mary in the womb. Divine peace. It's not a peace that's going to fly away because everything is gotten into perfect order.
Well, I think that's it. It's not a peace, and we're going to turn away from the camera now because we're talking to the camera. I like talking to you better, Jean.
I know.
All right. It's not the kind of peace that depends on what's going on around you.
Right.
It's the kind of peace that our Lord could have in the boat. When the seas were all rocky,
that's right,
and the apostles could not understand how he could just not just be calm, but be so calm and so confident in his Father that he could actually be asleep.
That's right.
So that's the kind of peace that he's offering us, is a peace that exists even in the midst of what can look to the world like utter chaos. Like you have every reason to have your peace disturbed.
Right. Our goal, our main goal in the spiritual life, girls, is maintaining peace. If we do not maintain peace, we cannot see where Jesus is taking us.
Right. And it's not just spiritual Prozac. It's not that kind of peace. Like, I'm just, everything's fine.
Right.
No, it is a peace that's grounded in truth, in the truth of who God our Father is and the truth in who we are in him.
Absolutely.
It's that kind of peace.
And how he does the warring. He does the protecting. He does the providing. He brings us to rest. And we learn that in Psalm 23, we are lacking nothing. So we're going to be reiterating these themes over the next few weeks on how to maintain our peace. We're going to be tapping into the expert, Father Jacques Philippe, through his book, Searching for and Maintaining Peace, down the road. But today, the Lord brought to Kathleen and I a beautiful prayer by Father Galindo Ruotolo. I'll say that again.
Good for you.
I know. It's because I'm catching on. Last time it was your French, now
that's
it's my
right.
Italian. So
you
let
go
me
right
say
on.
This again. Father Galindo Ruotolo. I'm impressed. impressed you, haven't I?
You really have. I'm overwhelmed.
Okay, this prayer was given to him by Jesus, and it's called A Prayer to a Soul, and it will anoint you. So we're going to read that prayer today. And just a little side note on Father, very good friends with Padre Pio. He and Padre, I love Padre. Padre was in my refrigerator growing up. He and I are on first name basis. We got to get that way with the saints. We just, yes. First name basis. They reach out to us. Great friends with Padre Pio. And he had a deep love for Our Lady. So here we are at the Basilica, Mary Help of Christians, reading these beautiful words that Jesus gave to Father Dolindo. And we want to share them with you. And we will put them on our Facebook.
Of course.
We'll put them on Facebook. And a lot of women will say this over and over and over again. Okay? But it's just a surrender, Navina. We're going to learn how to surrender and you will have peace. So, would you like to read the first part of the prayer? The prayer's pretty long.
We're just going to take it a chunk at a time, though, ladies. We're not just going to sit and read for the next half an hour. And we will break in as the Spirit
leads us.
Calls us to have a little something to say. All right, so let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Why do you confuse yourselves by worrying? And right there, we're not getting very far. Don't you find that, Jean, that when I'm worrying, it really does bring confusion in my mind?
Absolutely.
I think that I'm pursuing resolution or, a sense of control over a situation, but the worrying really doesn't. It just confuses my mind.
You cannot see where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot see, just like Jesus calmed the storm on the water. When you're on the water and you're on the seas and it's calm, you know where you're going. You can see the bottom, everything looks fine. But when it's crazy, you don't know which way to go.
Yes, yes. You know,
and it's wasted energy.
For sure. All right, so why do you confuse yourselves by worrying? Leave the care of your affairs to me, and everything will be peaceful. I say to you in truth that every act of true, blind, complete surrender to me produces the effect that you desire and resolves all difficult situations.
And can you read that again? Read it again completely, that one little paragraph. Ladies, listen to that. That's a promise right there.
Why do you confuse yourselves by worrying? Leave the care of your affairs to me, and everything will be peaceful. I say to you in truth that every act of true, blind, complete surrender to me produces the effect that you desire and resolves all difficult situations. And then at the end of that, the line of prayer is, O Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. And if you're praying these different prayers as novena, you would say that 10 times. Just that one line. Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything.
And you know me with the dissecting of the sentences. Well, you can even take a word in there that I've heard Kathleen speak when she was praying this, was desire. What is your heart's desires, ladies? Get out a pen and paper. Let's go into meditation with the Lord with this prayer. Lord, what am I desiring? And write it out. There is nothing more beneficial than writing out your desires. Write out two or three. Maybe it's, I really want peace this year, Lord, but I don't see that happening right now. Oh, wow, release it to the Lord. I surrender it to you, Lord Jesus. And then what does he do? He says, give it to me, and what you desire will be. He will take, when you give it to him, he takes your desires and tweaks them a little bit, so what you receive is really what you want.
Right, what you ultimately want.
Right.
Not the things that maybe, you know, we've kind of convinced ourselves that we want.
Exactly.
Or it's something, it's some created reality that we think is going to make us happy, when he knows what will, in actuality, bring us peace of mind and true happiness.
Absolutely. And then when you're in that peace and that truth, you can look and say, oh, Lord, I'm so thankful you didn't answer that prayer.
In that way. Right.
Isn't it true?
It is true. And, you know, I also have to say there is something to be said for understanding that difference between going to the Lord in prayer and saying, Lord, I'm asking you to resolve this. and then I'm telling you how to do it. You know, like you are really just the executor of my will here.
I know, it's true.
And there's a difference between that and saying to the Lord, Lord, this is the problem. Please bring a resolution to it.
Absolutely.
You know, in confidence that he doesn't need you to tell him.
I know.
And you know, that your son needs a good, holy wife. He already knows that, or whatever the situation is.
It's really true. And then I find myself, where the Lord has taken me now, is, Jean, just be quiet now and let me speak to you. You have spoken to me a lot.
You had a lot to say.
You have a lot to say. You are very chatty today, but rest and listen to what I'm going to speak to you. And that's my challenge for you girls. Rest. What is the Lord saying to you? He wants to speak with you. He wants to speak to your heart.
Yeah, but I have to say, Jean, that is a difficult aspect of prayer.
It is.
Especially if you are just beginning, and I don't mean just beginning like in terms of your chronological age or how long you've been in relationship with the Lord, but if you're at the beginning stage of listening,
it's hard
in prayer. It is. It's very difficult. And I know we talked about this in another show earlier about getting caught up in that feeling that, well, I go to adoration or I'm there in prayer and I'm trying to sit and just listen to what he has to say, but I'm not feeling anything. I don't feel like he's talking
to me.
Right. I don't feel like I'm getting anything out of it. I don't feel, you know, you're using that feeling word over and over. And to be able to get to a point where you say, you know what, there doesn't have to be a burning bush in the adoration chapel for me to rest in the assurance that he is speaking to my heart.
Right.
That if I'm just beginning listening to him in prayer, I'm probably not going to be hearing right away. And that's okay.
It is okay. It's okay. Just keep coming back. Listen, when you have a little 2-year-old and she brings you wilted flowers in her hands because the dandelions just got picked near the almost the top of the head and they come into the house and they're flipped up, the mother's heart says, those are beautiful. I receive those. So it's really, you know, that's just so precious to the Lord.
Yeah.
So
we bring him our wilted dandelions.
Our wilted dandelions, girls. Bring them to the Lord. He loves them. Okay, so we're going to continue on. We can talk, girls, today.
Yes, we can. Do you need to borrow my glasses?
I'm going
to
borrow the glasses. I forgot my glasses.
This is where we are, ladies.
This is where we are. I hope they look good on me. Girls, they look good on me? All right.
They do.
All right. This is the second part of the prayer. And there's 9 parts.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Surrender to me does not mean to fret, to be upset, or to lose hope. Nor does it mean offering to me a worried prayer, asking me to follow you and change your worry into prayer. It is against this surrender, deeply against it, to worry, to be nervous, and to desire to think about the consequences of anything. It is like the confusion that children feel when they ask their mother to see to their needs, and they try to take care of those needs for themselves so that their childlike efforts get in their mother's way. Surrender means to placidly, or would that be placidly?
No, that's placid.
Placidly.
Mm-hmm.
Close the eyes of the soul, to turn away from thoughts of tribulation, and to put yourself in my care so that I act saying, you take care of it. Oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you. You take care of everything.
What word struck you? Well, I'm trying to get placidly out of my mind now because I'm thinking about that word and thinking about all of that. I think, Jean, at this point, let's take our break and we can come back and handle all of that meat.
Sure.
It was so good. All right, ladies, we'll be back.
AM 1270 Catholic Radio Charlotte on the Carolina Catholic Radio Network. On air, online, and on the new Carolina Catholic Radio mobile app. Get involved and connect. Learn, love, and live your faith. CarolinaCatholicRadio.org.
Looking for that perfect pilgrimage? Consider spending the day in Canton, Ohio, at the Museum of Mother Angelica. In 1981, Mother Angelica, a cloistered Franciscan nun, launched what has become the largest religious media network in the world, Eternal World Television Network. EWTN now reaches 264 million homes in 145 countries with AM, FM, shortwave, and internet. Spend morning at the museum, lunch at the renowned That Little Italian Kitchen, and the afternoon at the Rhoda Y. Shrine. Refresh, recharge, renew. For all the details, go to CarolinaCatholicRadio.org.
Hello, this is Carolyn Klicka, relationship coach with Abounding Joy, a new feature on Carolina Catholic Radio. Our marriage and other relationships are so important to our peace and happiness. Are you struggling with conflicts that just continue to escalate? Are you dealing with anger, fear, or just feel like you need to find new solutions? I'll share some godly principles on how you can resolve relationship and inner conflicts, create agreements, and move into the peace and joy that God wants for you. Discover greater freedom and healing through insights about the truth of who we are and what God is asking of us. Join me daily for 2 minutes of insight and encouragement for your heart and your relationships. This is Carolyn Klicka with Abounding Joy. Visit me at AboundingJoyMinistry.com. Listen in and discover why today I choose joy.
Who, What, When, Where, and How in 15 Seconds by Jason Murphy. The 11th Annual Catholic Men's Conference of the Carolinas at St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church on March 20th by the grace of God and your prayers. Register now at www.catholicmenofthecarolinas.org.
Welcome back, ladies. We are doing the Surrender Novena with Father Delindo Ruotoli. I didn't say that right, his last name, but it's precious to me.
I think it's Ruotolo, is that
maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
Something like,
there
yes,
you go.
We are so sorry, Father. I think he's already deceased, God
yeah.
rest his soul.
We just sent him
me.
A little wilted daisy. We're so happy with that. But we are on day two of this Novena, this prayer, mm-hmm. and the word that struck me when I was praying this prayer and reading it, and I will read the one line. It is against this surrender, deeply against it, to worry, to be nervous, and this is the kicker, to desire to think about the consequences of anything. Mm. And that happened to me at church the other day, and that line really freed me. I was a wreck in confusion, because that's what worry brings. Mm. And I knew to go to church because you have to maintain. You have to search for and maintain your peace.
Yes.
That's the goal. So I'm in church reading this prayer, and I didn't even finish it. I got to that word and went into a whole nother prayer with the Lord. Because my desire was to think of the consequences of what my worry was about. That's what we do. We want to play out everything in our minds. Well, if this happens and that happens, and this is what's going to happen, and down the road, and that's what the Lord is saying, do not do. Mm-hmm. No. And so I said, Lord, release me of the desire to know the consequences. Release me. And immediately he released me, and I could rest. I could rest in his presence. I could rest in confidence. But that's what I realized was that was what surrender was for me at that moment. Is I had to release the desire of knowing what's going to happen next, mm-hmm. or the outcome mm-hmm. of my situation.
It really is very easy to find myself attached to, you know, developing an attachment to a certain possible set of circumstances, how something could play out. There's a part to my temperament that has that imagination side,
yes,
where I can kind of play something out. And then if I happen upon in my imagination a particular scenario that catches my attention, and it doesn't mean because it's so positive, it can mean because it's negative, I can latch on to that and really indulge. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like if you're tasting wine and you're just running it over your tongue over and over again, we do that in our mind. And this is really calling us to detach from that.
To detach from that. And to really surrender. It's an active, it's a decision of the will that we're learning, and we're going to continue on. We do want to take time to pray today together with you all. And I think what we'll do is we will begin again praying the first part of this prayer, but then we're going to stop and continue for next week the remaining part of the prayer. But we will pray as the Holy Spirit leads us with Our Lady here for all of our needs. Everybody has a lot of needs and have asked us for prayer, so if you're okay with that, unless there's anything else that struck out to you from this paragraph.
Actually,
here.
There was from day two, and now I have to borrow the glasses.
Get your glasses
about
back.
The Lord following us. Where's the, let's see. Nor does it mean offering to me a worried prayer, asking me to follow you.
Ooh, I didn't pick that up.
Asking me to follow you, the Lord says. And I thought, oh my goodness, have I done that? Have I done that? And, you know, yes, there have been times where I have just plowed on ahead in time that I, you know, time with the Lord, but in my prayer. And I really need to, like, look back and say, are you with me? Well, hello. If that is the case, if that's the posture that I have in prayer, here's what's going on. Here's are you with me? Are you with me? That's what I'm doing. Yeah. I am asking him to follow me, and to hear it said that way, it really is a wake-up call that how wrong that is, how disordered it would be for me to ask the Lord to follow me along this path of whatever this problem is or concern is.
That's beautiful. So I'm wondering if worrying could be our signal that we've run ahead of the Lord and said, come on, come follow me. This, I think I know better.
Right.
I think I know better.
This way. This is the way. I want to show you this. I want to,
Yeah. Jesus knows what he's doing by talking to Father.
Yes, yes, he does. And I'm so glad that he is sharing it with us, because, I mean, this is, it's not just about, okay, here's what you're doing wrong.
Right.
And now I'm going to bless Father with this prayer so that people can know what they're doing wrong. It's not about that. This is really about freedom. Mm-hmm. It's surrender so that we can be free from this, because we weren't made for that kind of existence. We weren't made for that kind of relationship with the Lord where we are saying, here's what's going on. Let me tell you about it.
Right. Right. We're daughters of the king.
Yes.
We're in the royal court, like Esther.
And we don't need to tell him what's going on.
That's right. We can bring him our prayers, though. So
of course.
We're going to begin again with this prayer, and we're going to stop halfway through the prayer, because we don't want to read the whole thing today. We are going to put it on our Facebook, and then we'll bring in other intentions. This time goes so fast with you girls. We can't believe it. It's like a blink of an eye.
Oh,
so
speaking of eyes, do you need the glasses?
Okay.
Back?
Yes. Are you okay with me starting a prayer?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Sanctify the area.
Let's sanctify our time together, ladies. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Why do you confuse yourself by worrying? Leave the care of your affairs to me, and everything will be peaceful. I say to you in truth that every act of true, blind, complete surrender to me produces the effect that you desire and resolves all difficult situations. Oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you. You take care of everything. Surrender to me does not mean to fret, to be upset, or to lose hope. Nor does it mean offering to me a worried prayer, asking me to follow you and change your worry into prayer. It is against this surrender, deeply against it, to worry, to be nervous, and to desire to think about the consequences of anything. It is like the confusion that children feel when they ask their mother to see to their needs and then try to take care of those needs for themselves so that their childlike efforts get in their mother's way. Surrender means to placidly close the eyes of your soul, to turn away from thoughts of tribulation, and to put yourself in my care so that only I act, saying, you take care of it. Oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Lord, I thank you that it is your joy to take care of everything. By your death on the cross, that's your job. You are the Lord. You delight in taking care. We take away your job when we try to take care. We don't want to do that anymore, Lord, and we repent this day of all of our worrying. And we ask that you infuse in us the confidence to surrender to you as we learn more deeply how to surrender to you more faithfully, with conviction, with confidence. We thank you that we're here with Our Lady in the grotto at Belmont Abbey under the statue of Our Lady of Lourdes, because Lourdes, she promised great gifts of healing. So we pray for healing for whatever need we're carrying in our hearts.
Lord, we bring to you in prayer today any of our sisters who are experiencing burden, a spiritual burden. There may be particular and personal circumstances in their lives that are weighing them down spiritually. It might be the circumstances in our world. As we're here at Belmont Abbey, it's the day before the inauguration, so it might be the events of our nation, of the world, weighing them down. But Lord, we bring to you these sisters who are feeling burdened because you asked us to. You asked us to come to you when we are feeling burdened. And so we do, and we know, Lord, that we can lighten our load being with you, trusting in you, putting all of our confidence in you. We have no confidence in our world. We have no confidence in our government. And let's not let that shake us, because any confidence that we did have in the world was misplaced in the first place. I mean, Lord, you alone are the only place where our true confidence can rest and rest assured.
I'd like to lift up all the mothers right now with their young adults returning back to college. And just the concern they may have in their heart, maybe you're burdened with wondering if everything is going to work out for your young adult children. They seem to now have formed a lot of their own opinions, some of which you agree with and some maybe not. But Lord, we just want to lift up these women and ask for a spirit of rest to come upon their hearts, that really truly loving our young adult children and being there for them to listen, to give them the confidence they need. That's the grace we ask for today, Lord. Just that we can remain faithful like you are faithful to us.
Yes, Lord, help us to see that the peace that we seek is not going to come because you tell us how everything is going to work out. That cannot be the source of our peace, and we can't wait to embrace peace until we feel like we know for sure how things are going to work out. Our peace, Lord, has to come in knowing that you are working it out. That's why we can be at peace.
I want to also ask for the grace for all of our dear friends that are listening, and Kathleen and I, as we go on this journey over the next few weeks on learning how to search for and maintain our peace, that we will be given the grace for deeper understanding of your divine peace that you share with us, Lord. that we will recognize that peace in our life, and that we will be true anchors of joy to others. So when they ask us the question, where does your joy come from? We can speak with such confidence that it comes from you, Lord. That we will be a source of strength for our world right now. A source of peace and a source of joy.
And a source of peace and joy in our own homes, in our own families, that the other people in our household, the people we interact with on a daily basis, will see in us a reason that they can be at peace and a reason that they can hope. They may not know what it is, they may not know why we are exuding that kind of peace, but we can be that for them. And what a gift, what a wonderful gift that our lives can be if we can be that for them.
I would also like to lift up any woman right now who's alone, who is listening to this and is suffering with loneliness. You are not alone, my sister. You are not alone. You have Our Lady with you, the guardian angels, and Jesus. And I love how the Lord wraps up our prayer time with those that are most tender to His heart, the ones that are alone, that He wants to anoint them. So, Lord, we just ask for these mighty graces today and thank You as we give these intentions to Our Lady who sits behind us.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Oh, all right, Jean. So before we come back next week, it's been a little while since we've done a recipe.
Yes, it has.
But I have to tell you, we had, in between the last show and this one, in our home, we did this wild rice soup, and it has a very creamy texture, but there is no dairy in it.
Ooh.
And it's meatless. We had a bunch of teenagers over at our house. They had already eaten, so Craig and I were eating the wild rice soup, or so we thought. Well, the smell, as they were walking through, Mrs. Lewis, could I have a bowl of that? Could I? And before you know it...
It was gone.
Which was fine. But we'll put that on the Facebook page because it was delicious, delicious. Yes. Well, we can't wait until next week.
Next week, and we're going to continue with our prayer with our sweet Father.
Yes, we will be surrendering every day, a new reason to surrender.
Yeah, we're living. Hey,
yes.
Living. Bye, ladies.
Have a good week.